down to the guest line. He's a general manager of the Kansas City Chiefs. He joins us on the program, Scott Pioli. What's happening, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Doing great, Scott. And it's always good to hear your voice and see you in your environment. And I'm going to apologize right now for not returning a call that
call? There's several calls and a couple of texts here.
Well, I finally got my phone. I looked down. There was one of my favorite guys all over it. Anyway, this is a very, very important event for you.
Yeah.
You're rebuilding a football team and doing a good job of it. Of course you would. But tell our listeners a little bit about what the pressure, not pressure, but what you have to get accomplished at an event like this.
You know, there's a couple things you have to get accomplished. You have to be careful. You have to watch players evaluate their performance, but not let yourself be seduced into believing, you know, 1 week is going to eliminate 3 or 4 years of what was their performance in practice and in games on tape. And the other thing you got to try to accomplish down here is getting to know the players and who they are and what they are and a little bit more about their background. Dig into those things. But it's really, as you know, Pat, it's gotten very different in recent years because these players have been trained for things like this.
Scripted.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very difficult part of the whole process is to try to sift through all of to get to the reality and sift through all of the training that they've been through to prepare for something like this.
Scott, how about the competitive spirit of the guys? How much are you looking for that? And I know you are in terms of guys that genuinely love football. I mean, you'll ask them and they'll tell you, well, it's family, God, and football. And then you ask them what else, and they look at you and say, what else is there? I mean, I know you love guys like that. How
Absolutely.
About watching the competitive spirit, just watching guys compete, and maybe a guy that didn't have a very good practice yesterday who struggled in one-on-ones or something and really came back and rebounded the next day? Talk about that.
Well, I think, Tim, one of the first things that's a good sign is if they're here. You know, there's a lot of players who have the opportunity to be here and they choose not to be here for whatever their reasons are. You know, and I respect the feeling of some players are afraid they're going to get hurt or they feel that they've put their body of work out there and they don't need to see anything. But there's something to the players that decide to play in a game like this and or practice for a week because they are putting themselves at risk here. The way I've always felt about it, it's like the players at the combine. If a player is confident enough in his abilities and passionate enough about the game, they're not afraid to, you know, to put themselves out there and put themselves on display for a week like this or a week like the combine.
Talk a little bit of it, Scotty, about the guys who come from the smaller schools.
Yeah,
and how you look at the information they're giving you on the field with the big time guys.
Sure, you know, it's interesting. For a full week and compete against players that are a different speed, a different level, you know, and players that are among that other players that are going to get drafted that are going to be playing in the NFL. And it's a tremendous opportunity for some of these small school players to come down here, you know, if they have the opportunity to do it, and compete against guys, you know, from a different level.
Scott, thoughts on the quarterbacks if you watched them out there today this afternoon? Start with Tebow.
Well, I got to tell you, I didn't pay attention to the quarterbacks too much. I was down, you know, Tim. I'm a grunt like you. I was down watching the offense.
Speak for yourself, bro. Speak for yourself.
All right, Scott. You're former grunt. Former.
Yeah. Well,
but
we
I
can
guess,
drill
can
right
Southern,
into it.
Can
Terrence
a Southern
Cody.
Cal? Yeah. Can a Southern Cal guy ever truly be a grunt?
No I way. Mean,
not with a suntan like that.
No way. Hey,
see his golf swing, Scott.
Scott, Terrence Cody, talk about him, the big Alabama defensive tackle. The inside run,
yeah.
I mean, he couldn't be moved. I did see Jerry get a pretty good block on him, but that guy is absolutely a force on the inside.
He is an enormous presence physically. And he, you know, the thing with a player like that is you know how he can work in a small space. What you want to see from a player like that is what is his lateral ability, what is lateral mobility, and how much ground can he cover from that spot? Because obviously you want to have someone down there who can, you know, in that spot who can hunker down, but they also have to have the ability to work within, you know, within the tackles to, you know, to make some plays and have some degree of range.
Last thought on him, you know, I do this, and I think you do it too. I immediately start looking at guys, and they remind me of players, and I can't help myself. They frame up better for me that way. When I looked at Terrence, I saw Vince Wilfork.
Well, I think the difference is Vince, personally, I think was a little bit more explosive coming out. And the body types and the movements, one thing I saw in Vince is he came out, he seemed to have a little bit more lateral range. I'm not, you know, body types like that, it's the easy thing to do is just say, hey, he looks like him. But it'd be interesting. And I think the other thing that Vince had very, very long arms for a guy that was his height. He had very long arms, which is important on the inside, you know, defensive line.
Scott Pioli on the program with us. Hey, Scott, before we get you out of here, just talk about your team and getting the band back together. I'm so happy. Yeah. Romeo Crennel.
Romeo on drums.
Rack looks terrific.
Charlie on guitar.
And Charlie is back. Talk about getting the guys back together down there in Kansas City.
Yeah, you know, it's great because clearly, you know, Todd's in charge of his coaching staff, and Todd had not only did I have experience with the guys, but Todd had a lot of experience with these two guys. We were all together at the New York Jets, the whole group of us, for 97, 98, 99. And, you know, they're fabulous coaches. And, you know, I mentioned this the other day to somebody. It's they're great coaches. They're the high-profile coaches right now. They're visible coaches. But I think they're just adding to a staff that's already pretty darn good. You know, we have guys like Maurice Carthon, who's the assistant head coach and running backs coach, who's a tremendous football coach. Bill Muir, our offensive line coach, who's a tremendous football coach. There's a number of other coaches on this staff. Gary Gibbs, who's been a head coach at Oklahoma. And so we think that we've put people in positions at coordinators that are really going to help the staff. But we feel we have a really strong staff in place as it is.
Now, we're going to let you go in a second, but the last thing I'm going to ask you to talk about is the guys out in the parking lot remind me of your pops.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners what you encountered when you went out in the parking lot and met these serious football heads.
Well, I tell you, it's Todd and I were leaving practice yesterday morning, or the one practice was over here yesterday as we're walking by. You know, we saw a couple of people in Chiefs gear, and we saw the, I think it's called Sirius Fans XM, and they called us over, and we stopped over because Todd and I are big on, you know, when we have an opportunity to mingle with the fans, our Chiefs fans, we do that. But it was an amazing group of guys. It was two Chiefs fans, two guys from Missouri, and then a large group of other people that were from, they were fans of all different teams. And they told me this whole story, how they banded together, you know, through XM radio, through Sirius XM, and how they've all decided to meet down here. And we hung out and visited with the folks for a little bit. And it's a really neat group. And as a matter of fact, I stopped by the van again today on my way out.
Good burgers.
I did not have a burger or a dog, although I will let the folks know that Coach Haley, I believe, had two hot dogs yesterday.
Oh, well, you're trying to keep your figures felt. We know you.
Exactly right. You don't just wake up in the morning.
Let me ask you this. Are your arms shaved?
No, they are.
Thank God. Hey, Scott, thank you for a few minutes. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you in the off season.
I'll look forward to it, guys.
Hey, really. Scott, the last thing.
Yes.
I know better than to ask you to come on this show during a working
day. Let's not make that mistake again, guys.
All right. We'll see you, Scotty.
See you, Scott.
Take care.